say, when a girl likes to go out to a party, you might say, get ready, she likes to,
when a girl likes to go to a party?
Yeah. Maybe she spent a lot of time in front of the mirror.
Cramping?
Yeah.
Yeah, the girls are prim. That's when they're putting on makeup and stuff like that, trying to be pretty.
Okay. What about for men? Do you have a different type of word for like men?
Oh, we used to talk in terms of if a boy spent a lot of time on his appearance, you know, they'd say, that rascal's slicking up, you know.
Slicking up.
And, we were talking yesterday about the warming ovens on the stoves.
Yeah.
I can remember there was a family that lived up the street from us. And there was about 14 or 15 children. We used to make a rhyme of calling off the names, you know, from the oldest to the youngest.
Yeah.
And the names went from the oldest to the youngest went like this. It was Skilly, Vincent, Louis, Louise, Jimmy, Jack, Mercedes, Mabel, Alan, Calvin, Alfred, Canna, Marie, and Nell. And that was all the ones in their family. And one of the boys, they were cold black-headed, I mean just cold black-headed. Well, in the 30s, they kind of got away from the dry look, and they come out with different types of hair oil, you know, and that was the thing, you know. As long as you was working or playing, you know, you had, because people, in other words, it wasn't as, in other words, you didn't get haircuts like you get them today. In other words, I'd get on my boys, you know, about the hair getting too long now because I don't believe in this hippie stuff, you know. But my mother had to bring out some old pictures of me, you know. So, hey, just a minute there, young man. Let me show you something. And I had second thoughts about getting on them after that. But it was a kind of an ordeal, a chore to get your hair cut them days. Usually, well, if you got somebody else to cut it, you know, it cost you about 10 or 15 cents. And most of the time, your parents, you know, some member of the family would cut it. Anyhow, you would have to slick this hair down. Anyhow, like I said, when they come out with these different hair tonics, these boys in this family, they'd work, and if they'd bought them a little bottle of hair tonic, they'd have to hide it from the brothers, see, because they'd use it. So they'd hide it all over the house, and I never will forget one night, one of the boys, George, he was cold black-headed, and it was kind of a wintry night, it was cool, and we was going to this dance, and so I told him, I said, George, I'll be by at such time, you know, to pick you up. So we were supposed to meet the girls. Them days, you didn't, they'd let the girls in free, you know, and the boys would have to pay, but we'd meet them at the dance, you know. We'd always get a little spooning time in, you know.
Spooning time?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, that's when you kind of spoon with the gal friends, you know, step outside, you know, cool off and stuff like that, you know.
Was that when you were?
Oh, that was, yeah.
Okay, spooning time.
So anyhow, I went by to get George, and I hollered for him. Come on, let's go. I can't find my hair tonic. So like I said, I just, like home folks, you know, I went in with him.